That was Cinderella with Shake Me, starting off the 31st episode of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking and Music Program, Volume 2. My name is Robert. I'll be here with you for the next, whatever, I don't know, an hour. I usually try to do an hour. You know that by now. If this is your first time listening to the Second Period Industries Internet Talking and Music Program, welcome. If it's not, which I've got a sneaking suspicion that it probably isn't, hey, what's going on? Thanks for coming back. So I'm going to play some songs and then I'm going to talk. I don't really have much of an agenda. Do I make that excuse every time? I'm going to be Marc Maron and take a sip of coffee. Hold on. I don't have a pithy catchphrase. Although, I think that I made the weakest coffee that I've made in my coffee making career. It's not a career. I don't get paid for it. Wish I did, because, boy, finding a job in this economy, huh? Am I right? I'm embarrassed.
While I can, but like Like a kid with just one toy, I'm a one-woman man. I love to laugh, dance and sing. I love to have my fun. But I'll tell you fast, just one more pass, and your goose is good and done. 'Cause nine have tried and nine have died, and you're gonna make it ten. If you put your cotton picking hands on my gal again, before you make another pass at her, you better call your next of ten. 'Cause nine have tried and nine have died, and you're gonna make it ten. Don't even try to hold her hand. Now shuffle, it's your deal. You can have most anything I've got, but leave my gal alone. Just one more doubt and school is out. You can send your saddle home. 'Cause nine have tried and nine have died, and you're gonna make it ten if you put your cotton picking hands on my gal again. Before you make another pass at her, you better call your next of kin. 'Cause nine have tried and nine have died, and you're gonna make it ten.
Thank you.
You just heard a song by a band called Dead Lord. The song was called Hammer to the Heart. Before that, the Fibonaccis with the title track of the film. I say film. It's a movie. I think film has inherent pretension in it. Anyway, it's the movie Terror Vision, which is currently, if you're listening to this when it goes up, I guess is how we say it, it's currently available on Netflix Instant. It will not be available on Netflix Instant after the 1st of May. Now, those like myself who are true fans of the film, that's right, I said film again, Terror Vision, and have a copy in our homes that we can watch anytime we want, this is not a concern. But for you, you may not be like me. God, I hope not. You may not have a copy of Terror Vision in your home. If you don't, you probably have Netflix. Doesn't everybody have it by now? Go and watch Terror Vision. It's not that difficult to do. You just type the name of the movie in and you watch it unfold before your eyes. It's a good movie, and you'll get to hear that song. And there's a bunch of really great monsters in it, and they, you know, do things, and fluids come out of things. And look, Terror Vision's a good movie. I think you know what you're getting into with a name like Terror Vision. Probably going to be some terror in there. The Carlisles featuring Jumpin' Bill Carlisle on lead vocals with Nine Have Tried and Nine Have Died. Did you hear some clicking noises just now? I have these in front of me, these Trader Joe's animal crackers, and they're delicious. I don't want to market Trader Joe's. They're doing well enough on their own. But these animal crackers, I can't stop eating them. I'm looking at them now, and I think I've got two llamas. This one looks like a cat. This one, I have no clue. Possibly an anteater. This, God only knows what this one is. It looks kind of like the state of Ohio, but yeah, there's no real way to tell. And I think I have either a horse or a goat, two llamas, an anteater, a cat, and Ohio. But anyway, watch Terror Vision, eat Trader Joe's animal crackers, and listen to this.
Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Big, big old love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty fast skin. I'm long legged and I'm a out of sight. My, baby, I wanna take you on. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man.
Well, the rain. banner loose. All you fascists are banner loose. You fascists are banner loose. All you fascists are banner loose. You fascists are banner loose. Fascists about to lose.
That was Billy Bragg with All You Fascists Bound to Lose, Superchunk with Faith, and Otis Redding before all of those songs, by which I mean both of those songs, with Love Man. That Superchunk song was from a single that was released for the stupid record store day. And I say stupid not because I hate record stores, because come on, guys, why would I hate record stores? I love record stores. But Record Store Day is this thing now where everybody does all these special releases, and the record stores, the independent stores, are kind of forced to buy them, because if they don't, then nobody will come to their store for this Record Store Day. And it's a short-term gain, long-term loss, because a lot of these record stores are stuck with non-returnable stock now that nobody's going to buy, because it turns out it's not that great. Eventually this stuff sells, but I know that the record store in my town is stuck with stuff like an Avenged Sevenfold picture disc, or from a couple of years ago, a Job for a Cowboy 10-inch record that just probably is never gonna sell. So I don't know how I feel about Record Store Day. Having said that, I was right there in the middle of it because I was downtown anyway, so I might as well see the circus. And I bought a couple of things. Among the things that I bought was that Superchunk record. I also bought something that I didn't know was going to happen, and that was the reissue of the first album by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, which is a great record, and I had on compact disc a long time ago, and it's been lost to wherever all my compact discs got lost to. So it was nice to own that record again, and it was a well-done repress, and it wasn't exceptionally overpriced like some of these things tend to be. So it's good and bad, this whole Record Store Day thing. I'm glad it's over. I hope my local record store made a lot of money, and I think it's funny to look on eBay and see all the collector scum trying to flip their Grateful Dead Dr. John red splatter vinyl 7-inch. I don't know. It's just a bunch of garbage. Speaking of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, here's a song from that record, because it's very good. But I've already said it's very good, so you knew that.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to it now. Sorry. We'll be right back. That was TSOL with You Don't Have to Die, Chet Atkins with Midnight, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Coney Island, Whitefish. All three songs were found on exclusive 2013 Record Store Day releases, so I'm sorry. You can stop listening to me now. I guess that makes me a sell. You know what it does? Why is everything so culturally loaded now? Like, I can't even play three records that came from a certain event without feeling the need to ironically or maybe unironically shove it off as a thing that is kind of this thing that we grudgingly accept. Why can't I just play records and say where they came from and then move on? And I think maybe it's my problem and not yours, but maybe you have this problem too. I don't know what problems you have. I assume since you're listening to this, you have a lot of them. But my problem is, what am I, as a human being, allowed to enjoy or not enjoy? And what I need you to do is tell me. I need you to send me an email, secondperiod@gmail.com, secondperiod, and tell me, in the form of a bulleted list, exactly what I am allowed to enjoy. And if you want to do a spreadsheet and tell me whether or not I can enjoy it legitimately and sincerely, or if I have to enjoy things ironically, and I will tell you up front, I am bad at ironic enjoyment. But what I need from you by next week is a list of all the things that I'm allowed to enjoy and all the things that I am no longer allowed to enjoy, because I can't figure it out on my own. And while you are compiling that list, I will play some more songs for you. And this is one of them. Thank you. That was, what was that? That was Holy Terror with One Man's Trash. I knew the band, whatever. Frost with a song, the title of which is in French, The Rite of the Loggers is what it translates to in English. I'm not going to butcher it. And then Volcanaz, or I don't even know how to say the name of that band, with a song, the title of which I am not even going to try to. Apparently, that guy's lyrics and song titles and everything are in Old German, which is a language that has been reconstructed by linguists, and nobody knows exactly what... Look, all I'm saying is the guy's got a lot of time and puts a lot of effort into it, and we should all appreciate that, because Lord knows I'm not putting that much time into anything. Hey, speaking of things that I'm not putting a whole lot of time into, my professional wrestling fanzine, The Atomic Elbow, will have its 6th issue out soon. Should be out by June. I'm going to try to have it done in time for Heroes Con in Charlotte, North Carolina, but that's on the second weekend of June, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get it out that quickly, but it will be out by the end of the month. I usually do one every quarter. It's a quarterly. And so, yeah, by the end of the month of June, we should have a new issue of The Atomic Elbow, a professional wrestling fanzine. If you want any more information on The Atomic Elbow, go to theatomicelbow.blogspot.com, and everything is right there. I'm also putting out a single-volume collection of the first 4 issues. That should be out sometime this summer as well. And that's enough commercial... I don't even know what I was going to say. I think I was going to say broadcasting, but that was the wrong word, and I think I wanted to say advertising, but that was also stupid, so I just kind of made a weird blah, 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 blah noise. Yeah, you're used to it by now. This is a song that I am about to play by a man called Roy Drusky.
Walking along and singing a song and feeling like nothing could ever go wrong. And my feeling was right until you came along. That's when my heartaches began. Pulled me a lie, left me a crying. Now my heart is broke and there's no use denying. You've gone and you left without saying goodbye. That's when my heartaches began. Sunshine is gone, spring has stopped springing, and summer is some other time. The moon is a stone, birds hush their singing, and Cupid's still stalling for time. Believe what you said in planning ahead, and hoping and praying that someday we'd win. Now you're planning to marry another instead, and that's where my heartaches began. Walking along and singing a song and feeling like nothing could ever go wrong. And my feeling was right until you came along. That's when my heartaches began. Told me a lie, left me a crying. Now my heart is broke and there's no use denying. You've gone and you left without saying goodbye. That's when my heartaches began. Sunshine is gone, spring is not springing, and summer is some other time. The moon is a stone, birds hush their singing, and Cupid's still stalling for time. Believe what you said in planning ahead, and hoping and praying that someday we'd wed. Now you're planning to marry another instead. That's when my heartaches began.
Do you believe that my car had a flat, dear. Would you believe I don't know where I was at, dear? You believe that I forgot the time while reading a book? Well, baby, you ain't as dumb as you look. I was at the movie show all by myself, dear. The doctor said it was good for my health.
That was Throwing Muses with I'm Alive, the Dave and Deke combo with You Ain't As Dumb As You Look, and Roy Drusky. That's when my heartaches began. And that is where this episode of the Second Period Industries Internet Talking Music Program Volume 2 will end. Thanks a lot for spending the last hour or so with me. Again, secondperiod@gmail.com if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or a list of things that I am allowed to like. I think I'm going to go take a shower and look for a job, because that seems to be, with the exception of the first item on that list, all my days consist of now. Oh, poor me. Hey, listen, sorry to keep talking about joblessness all the time, but at this point, it's all I know. Thanks again for listening. I really do appreciate it. I just, yeah, I don't know how to express that because, you know, it's the 21st century and it's hard to sincerely express anything. So instead of continuing to talk about my emotions and thanking you and being weird about it, I'm going to play one more song. This is by a band called Cause for Alarm. And as soon as that's over, you will hear the sound denoting the end of this episode. So thanks for your time. Have a great week. And I will see you again. I won't see you, but I mean, I will say things that you are allowed to hear. So that sounded weird. That sounded kind of authoritarian in a way that I didn't mean to happen, but